That song right there was called Love in Motion. I did that with my homie Sebastian, dope producer from Paris, France. I got a lot of songs that are about love. Anybody that knows me knows that. I like to write love songs. If that's wrong, I don't want to be right. But I want to do a song for you guys tonight that has nothing to do with love whatsoever. This song right here is strictly about sex. Thank you.
All right, it's Mayor Hawthorne on 91.7 KXT. Your career as Mayor Hawthorne kind of got off as an unexpected consequence, right? You were a DJ and a producer, and you started out making songs just for yourself, songs that you could sample, and largely to get away from the licensing fees, right?
You got it, man. I was making soul music just so I could sample it for making hip-hop tracks,
and never thought that they'd ever be released to the public or that anybody would hear them except me.
Yeah, and you didn't set out to create a particular sound either. You just wanted to do something that was unique, right?
I was just making stuff that I thought would be good to sample, you know, like just interesting sounding stuff. And, you know, again, like I never thought anybody would hear them besides me. So that was the only reason I ever sang on them in the first place, because I didn't know anything about singing then.
Well, in your discovery of soul music, too, you know, followed a route that a lot of people's paths have taken, where you're into hip-hop music, and then you start going backwards, and you see where these drum breaks came from, and you discover, wow, you know, Tribe Called Quest took that from Kool & the Gang, for example, or something like that.
Right, yeah, and it's wild. Now it's done like a 720 or something, where now I'm making soul music, and hip-hop cats are sampling me.
Yeah, and you realize what a big circle all the music is.
Yeah.
Well, you were raised outside of Detroit, and you live in L.A. now, but there's a great track on the new album, How Do You Do, that's it's kind of an ode to Detroit, a long time. And I mean, how's Detroit doing now? I mean, you made part of the record there, you go back there, these hometown shows are pretty important, but I mean, it seems like there's something really exciting going on in Detroit.
Yeah, we're headed back there on this tour pretty soon. You know, Detroit is, it's been going through a real transitional period, you know, and I think the biggest challenge is just finding new things to do over there. But slowly but surely, it's on the way up, you know, and that's the important thing.
Yeah, there's almost like a Brooklyn DIY spirit to Detroit now, because there are all these new businesses that keep popping up.
It's an amazing time to be there. I mean, there's pretty much no rules. I mean, you can kind of do whatever you want and just, you know, help be a part of making the city new again. So.
Well, and then there was that huge campaign to get you the writing campaign to get you as the halftime performer for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What did you learn from that? Was it just a lot of fun, or was it something that that you didn't really know where it was going to lead you to?
It was really all about having fun. I mean, I just wanted to jam with my pops, you know, in the basement, and we got to do that, and that was all I wanted. So, you know, victory achieved.
To Do With You is the name, or How Do You Do is the new record. Mayor Hawthorne is playing tonight at the Southside Music Hall. Let's hear it again. Mayor Hawthorne on 91.7 KXT.
All right, let's close it out with another song off of my new record, How Do You Do. This is a song about my ex-girlfriend. Changing my mind. Yeah, I said it. Thank you very much, everyone.